extended, 4. Exercise 2, page 152. Speaker 1.
My favourite restaurant is called The Tavern, and for whatever reason, not a lot of people know about it. That means it's never so busy that we have to reserve a table. We've always found the waiters there to be very friendly and polite, and the food is delicious. And best of all, the prices are very reasonable, especially considering the quality of food. In fact, it's become a bit of a tradition for my friends and me to go there every Friday night. Sometimes it's definitely not worth cooking at home.
Speaker 2.
For a number of reasons, I very rarely eat out. Generally, I prefer to eat food I prepare in my kitchen. I just don't see the point in spending money to go out when you can just as easily invite friends over and have a meal in your own dining room. Of course, that involves preparing the meal yourself, but that's actually something I enjoy. Plus, I can choose what music I'd like to play in the background and don't have to worry about strangers noisily ruining the atmosphere. And best of all, organizing dinner parties saves me and my friends a lot of money.
Speaker 3.
Unlike most of my friends, I'm a vegetarian, so I often have difficulty finding a dish I like when eating out. Sometimes, restaurants don't offer a vegetarian option at all, while others only have one dish on the menu that doesn't contain meat. So I really appreciate any chance I get to eat out at a vegetarian restaurant where I can choose from a wide variety of dishes. And on such occasions, I don't worry about the cost. I eat out so seldom these days that I think I deserve a treat now and then.
Speaker 4.
When I was a teenager, I spent many summers working as a waiter in my uncle's restaurant. I found it very difficult. I didn't mind the physical work involved, like cleaning the tables and washing the dishes, but dealing with customers was often a nightmare. The rudeness of some people was unbelievable. So, anytime I eat out, I never complain about a dish arriving late or a drink order being mixed up. Usually, these problems are not the waiter's fault, but they always get the blame.